Welcome to Modern Musings, conversations with the maiden, mother, and crone, looking at ourselves and the world through the lens of the 21st century. Hello, and welcome back. I'm Amber Garvin Jones.
Wow. It's been a while.
I'm Amber Jones.
And it's 2023.
And it's true.
No, it's not.
I know. No, I mean.
Dude, I still sign 2023.
Yeah. Really? And I have not done that at all.
That's weird. Yeah. Actually, I was trying to do 2025 the other day. I would have skipped this year.
Yeah.
Just 2025. Okay. I'm Amber Jones. And I'm here with my co-host, Kristen Hessler, I almost called her Murray, and Cindy Murray.
Hello.
Hello. And if you haven't guessed, we're crazy.
Yeah, right. So we're back with another fun-filled podcast. And coming up on May 22nd is
Which is today.
Oh, it is, isn't it? Okay. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So May 22nd today is World Goth Day. Oh, hey, well, I dressed for it, kind of.
Me too.
Yeah. Yeah,
black skull pants on, and I got a.
Yeah.
I am totally not. I am in my breast cancer Race for the Cure shirt.
Yeah. And I have sweats black pants on too,
and my white Crocs, and my gray and colorful llama socks.
Ah, but there it is right there.
Yeah, I know.
And then we'll talk about that you don't have to wear all black to be goth.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
So,
So I guess we'll start out with what is goth?
Yeah.
Now,
that's a good place to start.
Yeah. It is a music-based subculture that was formed in the mid-1970s to early 1980s. And it kind of, it derives from gothic rock, which we were having a discussion earlier before the podcast about how a lot of subcultures derive from music or literature, mm-hmm. which the gothic rock actually derives from gothic literature.
Okay.
So, in a sense, goth derives from gothic literature. However, goth and gothic is not the same thing.
Yes, that's
correct.
But
basically, goth is an aesthetic, and goths find beauty in things people consider dark.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, yes, a lot of goths wear dark clothing, white makeup, black lipstick,
black fingernails,
whatever. But you don't even necessarily have to be goth to dress like that. There's a whole there are so many sub-genres of goth as well. Like, I have my list right here, which I thought was very interesting. But, you know, I've never, I myself have never, you know, I have cats, so I can't wear all black because seeing cat hair on black clothes bothers me. So if I wear black, I throw it on and then run out of the house. And still walking through the house, I get cat
hair. I have a white dog. I have the same problem.
So, where I do like to wear black pants and black sweaters and stuff like that, but I've always liked to have a pop of color.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
At least somewhere.
And you know, it's makeup, really weird because I've jewelry. Never thought of myself as goth. But I have, for most of my life, had a lot of black clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And as we were talking about things and talking about the origins of goth and things, you know, I grew up in a small town. I was like the only girl who liked, what people would call hard rock back then. But, you know, I mean, it's like very different from what you would call hard rock now. But I liked things like Kiss. I mean, like, I was a big fan of Kiss. Mm-hmm. And I liked rock bands. And I liked to wear things like jeans and T-shirts. And I hung out with people who wore black studded belts and things like that. And technically, that would have been, you know, by the definitions that we talked about earlier, mm-hmm. part of that early goth scene. Because it came from that, you know, from some of that music and also that subculture or whatever. And one of my people that I really was into when I was maybe junior high or so was Stevie Nicks, who was like the original goth queen. But their music was not goth, but that's the way she dressed on stage. And they often referred to her as like a white witch or whatever,
mm-hmm.
because she always wore black mm-hmm. and big flowy things and all that. So,
well, it's interesting because, you know, a lot of like people today get goth, emo, punk,
right.
scene, everything like that confused, which like Kristen and I grew up. We're born in the 80s and grew up in the 90s, so we kind of like went through all of those phases in our life where we had the goth punk scene emo phase.
Right.
And since Kristen and I lived together for many years, we did those phases together.
Yeah.
I have pictures. I'm not going to post them.
I have pictures too.
I know it's
she
it's
called
really
them her Halloween costumes, yeah. but they weren't.
You know, it's really unfortunate because during those years, you only had a camera that didn't have a flash.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Your SLR. And yeah, so we
I didn't have a lot
of pictures of me
from
in
indoors.
My goth phase.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, you don't really catch me outside during that time.
Right. Right.
You know?
Yeah. And well,
it's
and
hot in Texas to be a goth.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah. I was at a metal concert a while back and, you know, where I would have loved to, like, dress out, you know. And
right, right.
Go crazy. But I knew it was going to be outside.
Yes.
And it was going to be 100 degrees.
Yeah.
I was going to wear the thinnest dress that I could safely look okay in public in.
Yeah.
And, you know, leggings or, you know, capri leggings under it, like where it was like kind of hippie looking dress and it was flowy. So it gave like air to mm-hmm, all of the right mm-hmm. places. And then, you know, like there were a lot of like, and the adults, and I think I texted Kristen during this concert because it was really interesting to me because like the people my age, the older goths, like they all dressed comfortably, even if it was in a black T-shirt or whatever. And
right.
then all of these teenagers showed up to the concert in like full clothes
right.
and makeup and corset and everything.
Right.
And I'm just like, you're going to be sweating in 5 seconds.
They don't care though. They're a little more resilient.
Yeah.
Yeah, teenagers are.
Yeah.
Like it'll be 100 degrees outside and teenagers will be wearing a hoodie.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it'll be cold outside and they'll be wearing shorts.
That's the thing, too.
With fishnet stockings.
Yeah. Yeah. But because they're upholding their image. And I think that's why I got away from goth because I was into it. Like, I love it. And I still do. But it's
really
hard.
Well, I mean,
really
you're still goth. You just don't dress goth.
It's very hard to uphold the image when you have to work at Kmart and wear a red polo shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Right. It's like, it just kills the vibe.
Oh, yeah.
And so, and then you get another job somewhere else where, you know, you can't wear jewelry. So, okay, now you can't even wear, like, your studded collar or, you know, any mm-hmm. of that kind of stuff. And, you know, then you get into corporate America and, you know, there goes the black lipstick or the long fingernails because you got to type. And it's just really hard to keep up with the look, I think, for kids. they're...
It's easier.
It's easier to dedicate. Man, I remember waking up in high school like super early so I could do my hair or do my makeup.
Oh my gosh, me too. Mm-hmm. All of like the hair. That's so true. The clippies
that I put in my hair and stuff. Oh, like, yeah. Man, I don't even have time for that now.
I would spend like an hour, 2 hours on my hair in the morning before I went to school, even if it looked like I just rolled out of bed.
Making a creation. Yeah.
Yeah. Like butterfly, flower, whatever, twisty around clips. I did all kinds of things to my hair.
But yeah. I would probably, like your husband's friend, she has like, she came to a party at our house for your wedding and she had like the cutest.
Noni, we love you.
Outfit, and I was just like, oh, she's so adorable.
She is
like,
adorable.
She showed up to a tea party, all goth tea party out, and it was so cute.
It was.
And I was just like, God, I wish I had like the guts, because now I'm so like mainstream. My clothes are really like mainstream and suitable for like work environment and taking my kid to school. Like, I think if I were to just like go all out, people would be like, what are you doing? You know?
No, don't ever. Don't
out of character. Yeah.
I don't know. I've slowly been going back to like for starters, I used to weigh over 400 pounds. And you can't really get, nowadays in 2024, you can kind of.
Right. Yeah.
But
20 years ago, there was like two
places
when
I used
to shop. Yeah,
be young or and wear stuff like that, or back when I used to be over 400 pounds, the only kind of pants that I could find were yoga pants,
right,
or big muumuu dresses. So, it's kind of like now I'm down to like the size that you can buy something pretty much anywhere.
Right.
And so now I'm finally at 40, get to wear what I want, what I've always wanted to wear. And so there were, you know, maybe if I had a kid, I probably wouldn't. But I mean, I don't dress bad.
No.
I finally have style, I guess, or have a style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not calling it super gothed out or anything like that, you know, but I like the aesthetic. That's what I like. I like the aesthetic. I like the weird aesthetic. I like dark things. And I married a man that likes dark things, so we can be dark and creepy together. My cousin made a joke that our kids are going to be vampires.
Yeah, they're just she was naturally.
Probably, yeah, like yeah. She was probably being serious. But anyway, my husband, a month out of the year, he dresses up and he is a haunt actor. So he dresses up and he has masks and makeup and costumes and stuff like that. So we're kind of like a unique type thing. I'm more of like an older, like gothic literature type person, and he's more of a gothic movie type person. But yeah, I mean, I would say we're pretty goth, like, my students call me, no, they're not my students, the younger students at my school that don't have me as a teacher call me the emo teacher.
The emo teacher?
Yeah. And I'm just like, why? And then, like, my work outfit consists of, like, black pants and a black jacket. I usually wear a lot of black at work. Like, there's all these other teachers that are wearing, like, flowery dresses and, oh, you know. And I'm, like, black. I'm wearing black.
That's funny. Yeah. Yeah, I remember my closet used to be just like a lot of black. Like everything was black.
Black's very professional.
I didn't think that I was particularly, I mean, I didn't think I was goth because I thought goth came out when you guys were teens, you know. Mm-hmm. That was the first time I'd really ever heard of it. But now that I go back and I'm thinking about the things that I did as a teenager, I used to dye my hair black. Mm-hmm. I did.
So my hair was
darker, and you know, I wore a lot of black clothes because like I said, I was a big fan of Kiss, and so I was kind of trying to fit in with that aesthetic. And you know, I would dress up to go to the Kiss concerts and stuff, but I like to dress like that all the time too. And you know, if I could have got away with wearing bustiers and skanky clothes, I would have.
Yeah.
I would have.
Me
I'm
too.
Serious.
Me too.
But, me too.
I, you know, that stuff didn't exist mm-hmm. unless you went to like Fredericks of Hollywood or something to shop. Mm-hmm. And that didn't exist in Lubbock, Texas. So,
I grew up in Vernon. Like, yeah. We only had Walmart. Well, no, we didn't even have.
Oh,
dude, Vernon didn't even have a Walmart.
Let's talk about goth on a budget, okay?
Okay.
My parents used to take me to like Walmart or Kmart and let me pick out some clothes. And I used to go over to the boys section or men's.
Yeah, I had to wear men's
black
clothes.
T-shirts
yeah.
that had like whatever on it so I could have a black t-shirt. And I used to get men's like jeans because they weren't like girly in the hips, you know,
yeah.
they were real like
yeah.
straight line, or I could get like wide leg
oh, yeah.
jeans.
I wore
and
boys
stuff.
Jeans. I wore
oh, yeah.
yeah.
And so that yeah. was me on a budget.
I wear my dad
Levi's
my dad's overalls.
And I always wanted
oh,
a pair of Doc Martens because the waffle stomper, you know,
yeah.
the big boots, those were really popular.
Oh,
I did have
the Doc
expensive.
Martens.
Those were like $60 in the 90s.
Yeah,
for a pair of
I had platform boots
yeah.
that they were brown and I actually
that,
spray
that
painted them black.
That is one thing that yeah. I spent money on was shoes. That's one thing that I asked for that my mom spent money on me was shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
We used to shop at Payless and I had this pair of shoes. Maybe you can think of what they're called, but they were like shiny, like military shoes.
Patent leather.
Thank you. But they were, you know, Payless, so they were patent plastic.
Yeah.
Patent faux leather. Man, I wore those like crazy. And they actually had rainbow shoelaces in them. I put rainbow shoelaces. So I had those shiny black shoes. They were probably like $15 at the most. You know, and whatever jeans, and then I'd have like
your military surplus pants. Don't forget.
Oh yeah, she
like
wore
all
lots
your
of military,
yeah, military surplus clothes.
I did. Yeah,
you introduced me
so
to that store
I
too.
I had the goth and camo combo, like
yeah.
before camo was like a thing with like the Duck
yep.
Dynasty and the hunting, and well, I mean everybody wears camo for hunting, but like I really liked wearing camo pants too. So I kind of like mixed that with my goth, and like I had pretty bizarre hairstyles. So that was me on a budget. Like I couldn't accessorize, but I could change my hair because it would grow really fast. And so I had some really unique hairstyles that
colors. Yeah. Mm-hmm, lots of different mm-hmm. cuts.
Mom showed me how I could dye my hair with Kool-Aid. So I bleached, you know, like lightened my hair in the front, and then we dyed it with Kool-Aid to give it like a red.
See, my mom wouldn't let me do any of that.
Well, it just washed out.
Yeah.
It washes out. So.
Well, my mom wouldn't let me dye my hair, cut my hair, get piercings
or anything. The difference in that was that I was a hairdresser.
Yeah.
I mean, I went to school to be a cosmetologist, so I dyed my hair. You know what?
Oh,
I dyed my hair in
high
school.
I couldn't have all those extra piercings either, Amber, but you could get like clip-on earrings and like
yeah.
clip them onto the outside
yeah.
to have like those extra. I found ways. So that was me accessorizing. I would get like pony beads and make like bracelets and stuff.
Or paper beads. You made lots of paper bead bracelets.
You know how people would wear like fishnets? I had pantyhose. That I wore as like sleeves, you know,
yeah.
I like cut them so I could put my hands through it. I wore those for a really long time. I found ways. You So on a budget, you know, you find ways to be goth and be creative. Uh-huh. I remember mom had like this sweater that she let me wear because I was like wanting to go to one of the dances at the school. It was like one of the first dances, not like homecoming or anything. And I was like, well, I want to go, but I don't want to wear like a Sunday school dress or something. So mom let me wear one of her like black, you know.
Sweater dress,
but it was like, I don't know, like one of those little black dresses.
I think I remember that. Mm-hmm. It was like a turtleneck or something. A fake turtleneck, mock turtleneck, long sleeves.
Yes.
And real form-fitting sweat, like above the knee sweater.
Yeah. And then you wear that with like some combat boots or something, you know, Mary Jane's or something, and it would look super cute. Get some black hose and put lots of holes in it. I did that a lot too.
Yes, she did.
I would wear shorts. I would take like jeans and cut them like really short and make like Daisy Dukes, and I'd wear like pantyhose underneath. And mom had all these like accessories from the 80s, like from marching band. She had like these silver like socks. They were like knee-high socks. They look like SOS pads. And they were really shiny.
Oh, I remember those. That was not from marching band. That was from dressing up or whatever.
Dressing up. I don't know. But man, I loved those too. I would wear those.
Yeah, I remember those.
With pantyhose, like black hose.
I forgot all about those.
That was like one of my outfits right there with the shoes. I'm pretty sure we have some pictures of me wearing the shorts with hose and the silver socks and the black shoes.
Maybe.
And a black t-shirt. That was me.
Yeah.
I wasn't creative like you. Like I had to wear the men's t-shirts also, or like the old lady Walmart clothes, because like they didn't have, unless we were able to like make it out to the Dallas area or Oklahoma City or something, and then there was Lane Bryant.
Mm-hmm.
I never shopped at a Torrid, and I didn't ever even ran across a Torrid. They didn't even have any in Texas, but I ran across one when I was 18 in Las Vegas.
Mm.
But, like occasionally we go to Lane Bryant if we were ever in the Dallas area. But, I kind of had to make it work too. Like I had these like a black velvet pants that I wore. But I mostly dressed in oversized, baggy pants and clothes. But then I spent all my money on shoes and hair accessories. So I had cool hair and cool shoes and then, like, baggy, oversized t-shirts and jeans.
Uh-huh.
But, hey, I guess like I got voted best hair my junior year in high school, so.
Hey, that's cool.
So you were saying there was like some other like sub-genres?
Oh, yeah. So, because, you know, we're talking about like goth is not all just like about black clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Especially nowadays, like there's bubble goth, cabaret goth, corp goth, which would be your army type stuff, cyber goth, fetish goth, I won't go into detail about that one, gothabilly, like rockabilly, but
yeah, I like that.
Yeah, gothic lolita, goth punk, which I would say that I'm more goth punk than like goth, I guess, hippie goth, oh, corp goth, and then there's military goth, so either one. New goth, pastel goth, so, which I really like that because they've started coming out with like pastel Halloween decorations.
Interesting. Oh, yeah, like Michael's, like pink and purple, yeah, like lighter like, purple and
like
yeah,
pastel skulls, and I love that.
I'm literally because Googling. Oh my god, it's so pretty.
Skulls are like what my favorite decoration. I had lots of skulls at my wedding. But perky goth, romantic goth, which is kind of like romantic literature. Mm-hmm. But then there's also Victorian goth. Trad goth. I don't know what that is. Vampire goth. That's self-explanatory.
Yes.
And white goth.
White goth was really cool. I looked that one up and saw some really neat photos. It's basically instead of black clothes, it's all like white.
In college, I dressed more vampire goth. I don't know, because I wore black a lot, but I also wore red a lot with my black. I forgot what Kristen called it when we were in college, like red and black goth or something like that.
Freddy Krueger goth.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, romantic goth, Victorian goth, like all the corsets and the lace and stuff I like those. I think those are probably the least comfortable.
Oh, definitely.
To wear as far as being goth. Now I feel like my goth is more like mom goth. I'm sure there's
Here's a thing that I want to ask you guys, because
My goth is right now is definitely goth punk. You were pastel goth
when you guys were younger. Goth was like a subculture, you know. It was a very small sliver.
Sliver. I knew who my friends and my people were.
It was cool. Yeah, it was like, a very small sliver of the population. Mm-hmm. But now I am finding, and maybe it's because the goths are older. You are technically in, you know, entering into middle age or whatever.
Yeah.
And your parents now, and the goth thing has, you know, for those of you who have teens or, you know, children, sometimes they're still carrying on that thing. I find that it is more predominant now, that aesthetic is very popular in the mainstream public. I see a lot of it, maybe not as intense as, you know, like when we go to like the Witch's Market in Denton or something, and we see people, like the girl that does Hell's Oddities. She's definitely in that realm. We see a lot of that there. But but you also see just a lot of just lighter versions of it just in public now. And all ages. Not
like
just...
every genre is that way. Not just like goth scene, but other scenes also. I think that it's less of like the jocks versus the nerds.
Yeah. It's everybody is adopting things from other
maybe
cultures.
Like we're just getting a little bit better at self
that melting
expression.
Pot.
Well, but we're also more consumerism.
Yeah.
Could be.
Ish. So everybody's buying more things and owning more articles of clothing and trying on different
styles,
different masks of
well it
identity.
Was like in the 80s and the 90s or whatever, and early 2000s Mean Girls or whatever, like the jocks sit at this table and the plastics sit at this table and the nerds sit at this table and the burnouts sit at this table,
right?
You know, and like goth is actually like a one of like the high school tropes, like nerd, goth.
I mean, it was that way when I was in school, too. Yeah.
You know, so, and nowadays, it's just really, because I'm a high school teacher, it's just really not that way.
Right.
Like, the cool, which I thought that was fun, because it was like, what's that one movie where they went back to high school? They were cops, and they went, 21 Jump Street.
Yeah.
So, they went to high school, and it was like, the kid that was a nerd in high school was popular.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the kid that was the jock in high school was not popular.
Yeah.
And so it was really like that's kind of how it is nowadays. It's like all of the popular kids in the school that I teach at, they're nerds. Like they love Star Wars, they game, but they also play sports.
Yeah.
It's a mixture of everything.
And they're totally cool with being friends with each other. And
Like there are there are no like the nerds are over here and the jocks are over here and the pretty girls are over here. Like they're all friends with each other.
So what do you think is to I don't want to say to blame, but what do you think caused that?
The internet.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
Awareness.
That we're all the same.
Like we were like before the internet, everybody was just like everybody from other towns
are isolated.
We're isolated. Family. Like you grew up, like I grew up in this small town where anything, like if you outright dressed goth or if you outright read tarot cards or because that was me. Like I was reading tarot cards. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I was reading tarot cards, but I would only, and I was, and I collected crystals and I did all that witchy stuff in junior high and high school, but I did it in the secret of my bedroom where nobody knew that I did it because those that did stand out and do things like that were ostracized.
Oh yeah.
They had stuff thrown at them. Like everybody in my small town liked the only girl at my school. Country music, not punk music. There was like a handful of maybe two or three kids that outright were like just goth.
Yeah, I was the only kid at my school that liked Kiss and bands like that. All the other girls either liked country or they liked pop music. You know, they were listening to the Go-Go's and stuff like that. And I was listening to
Kiss. So, yeah, definitely like awareness, the internet. Yeah. Yeah. Like, I didn't, whenever I went off to college, there were things like I didn't know what a Starbucks was.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know the only music that I'd ever heard was what played on the local radio or on MTV, which was
the most mainstream of
everything. Kristen introduced me to all kinds of music, and then also music streaming was just becoming a thing. Napster, whatever other download music things, LimeWire, those were just becoming a thing. So as the internet became more popular, people became more aware. But other than that, they like went to a bigger town and heard about it, or they got it from their parents.
Right. And if you and your family weren't going to another town, or were open to other people who went to other towns and brought back the culture of other towns, it was bad, right?
Like,
can you believe what, you know, so-and-so is wearing at...
She went away for the summer and she came back looking like a hoe.
Or, or whatever,
Yeah.
And then they were afraid, like, whatever weirdness they brought back was going to rub off on everybody's kids.
Yeah.
And so... stay away from that goth kid because they're bad. You know,
They're probably doing drugs or whatever.
That Travis's brother, you know, he's the same age as Amber and I. He wanted a black trench coat forever. And then his mom wouldn't get him one because of Columbine.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
And I think that.
That really gave like music like that and everything like that, that those kids, they were the outcasts, the goths, they liked, I know I'm ing.
That's okay.
they were the outcasts, the goths, they liked Marilyn Manson.
Yeah.
And I remember after that happened, like in the small town, it was just like parents were breaking their kids' Marilyn Manson's CD.
There's a lot of kids that were no longer allowed to be goth. I remember one of the kids I went to high school with, his parents started making him wear white t-shirts and like khaki pants every day.
Oh, wow.
Like, yeah. And he went from being like goth to not.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he got in trouble or something. Yeah. You know,
stopped.
You know,
yeah,
really quick. And I think, you know, with that, it's a shame because I feel like every kid should be able to self-express themselves, whether it be, you know, goth or, you know,
just,
some other
just
pop
like
culture
the...
type style.
Well, oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, just because those kids
right
wore those things and listened to that music, it had nothing to do with what they did.
Right.
And
that's more a sign of what's going on at home.
And that was like international news thing.
Yeah.
We were doing a training at work a while back, and there's like hundreds of school shootings or just shootings anywhere, mass shootings. I think, like, I did some research the other day that, I don't know, there's been hundreds of mass shootings this year so far, and it has nothing to do with what you listen to, what people listen to in music, what they wear.
Right.
And
it has more to do with their state of mental health. And
And then that's like awareness to that sort of thing is now out and about, and back in the 90s, it wasn't. It was just what you heard on NBC, Fox News.
Right. Well, and I, you know, I had concerns with Kristen when she first started dressing that way, because I was like, this is my daughter. I want her to be a cute girly girl. You know, I did. And I had a friend, well, it was actually our co-leader in Girl Scouts, because Kristen was a Girl Scout at the time. And she said,
it's really hard to be a goth Girl Scout, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah. The uniform just doesn't
do
it.
No idea.
But the thing was, is that she said, you know, you got to pick your battles, you know? And I really started thinking about it, and I was, she was right. And so I just decided I don't want to be butting heads with Kristen over her clothes all the time. I can only imagine if my mom had done that to me. But my mom was also a fan of Kiss, so she kind of encouraged me in my, you know, getting my, collecting my Kiss t-shirts or whatever, you know. So I was allowed to express myself the way I wanted to be. And I think all children should. And the difference is that I picked my battles. I knew that if I needed Kristen to dress a certain way, like her Girl Scout uniform,
we compromised.
There was a compromise there. And so I let her dress the way she wanted to dress, as long as it fit the school dress code. Mm-hmm. She had to meet the school dress code, but she could dress the way she wanted to dress. But if we had a nice formal dinner or something like that, then she would dress the way I expected her to dress. And we didn't have any problems with it. I don't think we ever clashed after that on clothing.
No.
And then the school started coming up with dress codes. So now, or I mean, they always had dress codes, they uniform policies. Mm-hmm. So there's so many schools now here in Texas that have uniform requirements, where they wear only khaki pants and only, you know, one or two colors of polo shirts or a school t-shirt. And that's all they're allowed to wear. And I think that really hinders the students' self-expression. They don't know what they like because they're not
allowed. They haven't got to try it all out yet.
They haven't got to try it out.
Yeah. And I think that's a beauty of being able to find that when you're in your middle years and you're in high school, and even in college, you can still like explore how you like to express yourself. I can say that, you know, I was at my height of creativity in my high school, junior high school, and college years. And as soon as I got a job where I had to conform, a huge part of my creativity died.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't able to continually every day be creative with my personal appearance.
Right.
I had to be uncreative and conform. And I got to where I was just like, oh, I just need to wear appropriate work clothes. And the things that I want to buy aren't, you know, okay to wear at work, because they don't want a goth person working in the office or at the restaurant. You know, I worked in a restaurant, they don't want a goth person, you know, taking people's orders, because it doesn't fit the aesthetic or of the atmosphere of the restaurant. Yeah, so restaurant. You go, okay, well, I'm going to tone it down on the eyeliner and I'm going to change the lipstick color and I won't do the nails and I can't wear the jewelry and now I got to wear a polo shirt and khaki pants and, you know, work appropriate shoes. So now you're just like, okay, now I'm just, it's all inside my head. So I've just got to keep it inside and keep it at my house. And then you just kind of like you lose a little bit of it. And I feel like I think we talked about this when we were talking about bargain shopping because, you know, I was commenting on Amber. She has like really cute outfits. She always has very expressive clothes. And I was really thinking about it, you know, and had been stewing on it because I wasn't bargain shopping at all. I was getting like hand-me-down clothes from people for years because it was like, hey, free clothes. I don't have to buy clothes. But then none of the clothes like
they weren't spoke really my you. Language.
They weren't me. They were this other woman who was like 20 years older than me who gave me her old office clothes. And I wore those office clothes for like 10 years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just in the past couple of years, maybe like past 2 years now, have been like slowly adding new pieces to my wardrobe and letting go of like the old stuff. And I feel like in the past year, my clothes have been way more expressive of myself. Because to me, like I value that a lot.
That is one thing that I never like wanted to lose was like that kind of
expression. Yeah, and you're really lucky your school lets you, you know, kind of dress. And I'm lucky too, being able to work from home now. You know, we don't have to dress up as much for work.
Well, you can dress professional and still and have you really your can little, now. Yeah. Flair.
You really
of,
can yeah. because there's a lot more.
Well, that's what like I was talking about, saying. How it's become more mainstream. Mm-hmm. You know, if you see somebody that has Moon and Stars logos or something on their
the
blouse.
I think it's people that want to buy it now actually have money for it. Like the stuff that we wanted in 1990, we didn't have the money to pay for that.
Right.
Only our parents did, and they may not have necessarily wanted to spend that money.
Well, it's people our age that are running the world. Like if you look at all of the fashion and stuff, it's 90s fashion back, all of like our pop culture things are back, and I'm here for it.
Yeah. I know. That's why I'm like, I just buy it up because it's all the things that like I would have died to have. Like we were scrolling through a couple of like websites Amber had recommended. What were some of those? Dolls Kill.
Killstar. Midnight Hour.
Mm-hmm. Torrid.
Torrid. Dolls Kill. There was another. Unique Vintage.
Yeah, we were scrolling through, and I was just like, man, I would have killed to have these shirts, you know, in high school. Like, that's what I wanted, not the shirts at Walmart, you know, but I didn't have the money to buy those, so I was at the mercy of whoever was buying my clothes for me, so you had to make it work, you know, Goodwill.
Yeah, there's no way my mom would have bought anything gothy. Like that for me. You know my mom.
I took so many Halloween costume parts and was like, oh, that's black. I'm going to wear that. I don't care if it's a costume.
And unfortunately, the only way that I could do self-expression in high school was through my hair and through my shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll see where we go. You know, who knows? And, you know, what, 40 years from now, we'll all be, like, in our 80s. Can you imagine there's going to be, like, this whole, like,
generation with tattoos.
80-year-old goths at the nursing home and stuff. That'd be interesting. Yep.
Yeah, and they'll still be playing Muzak.
Muzak?
Yeah, do you know what Muzak is?
Yeah, like elevator music.
Yeah, yeah. They'll still be playing that at the nursing home.
It'll be elevator, like, punk music.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, already at the grocery store.
They're playing the my age store, stuff
and they
at
were
the grocery
playing
store.
Britney Spears at the grocery store. And I was like, wow.
Oh my gosh, I'm getting old.
Yeah.
So, guys, what are we talking about next week?
Kristen is our hostess.
Yeah, next week we are talking about a little bit more serious topic. So we're going to be talking about PTSD and CPTSD.
See,
child
PTSD. PTSD. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love how we like jump from like game shows to goth to PTSD.
Yeah.
Like all of our
game shows and the goth gave me PTSD. Oh. No.
And the next episode after that, actually, just to give you a heads up.
Oh, yeah.
We're doing Rising Strong by Brené Brown.
So if you want to read that book ahead of time, it'll be a few weeks.
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
A couple weeks.
And I've read that book, and I have some interesting comments to share with you guys. So
yeah. So definitely check in the next couple of weeks. We'll have some really good topics.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we want to know what you think. Like, what was your style in high school? What kind of goth are you? We should post like a quiz or something. What kind of goth are you?
I think we should dig up some pictures of ourselves.
ran across one of Kristen the other day when I first met her. Like, she was wearing like some kind of she was wearing like a sweater with safety pins all over it.
Oh yeah, like, she had lots of safety pins.
And then it was a picture of her and our friend Rebecca. So Rebecca, if you're listening. Rebecca was like the true goth.
Rebecca was my goth friend across the hall.
Yeah. Rebecca was the definite, like, she had like the big baggy JNCO pants. She was
I remember JNCOs. Oh my gosh.
But Rebecca, we love you. And so check out our Facebook page, check out our MMC chat group. Check out our Instagram. Check out our TikTok. Check us out. Give us a like. Give us a review. We'd love to hear from you. We need love. We'd love to hear from you.
Come and knock on our door. No.
And Rebecca, I know you're listening. We love you. Oh, and
Rebecca.
And Erica.
Oh, yeah.
We know you're listening, and we love you.
And Melanie.
And Melanie.
And Melanie. And Joy.
And Crystal.
And Crystal.
And I think Justin.
And Jessica. Yeah, like, we love you, Stacey.
And
we
appreciate
you.
All your comments and little notes and texts and stuff that you send us. We do. So...
They
feel
fuel our fire, just so you know.
Yeah, y'all feel our fire. And anybody else that hasn't sent us a comment or an email, send it to us. We want to hear from you.
Or give a comment, give us a rating on Apple Podcasts or whatever. We'd love to see that too. So
yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So we will talk to y'all next week.
Bye.